seriously. Just let me sleep. Hello? Oh, hey. How are you? That's good. Me? I guess I sound pretty rough, huh? I'm not feeling all that great. I've been feeling lousy all morning. My head is pounding. I feel so weak and sore. I've been coughing a lot. And I'm really, really sick to my stomach. No, I barely slept all night. I couldn't get comfortable. I kept tossing and turning, and I've been getting really bad chills. I have no idea what this is. Hopefully it's just some, like, 24-hour thing. One more thing. I know we've been looking forward to it all week, but is it all right if we cancel our date tonight? I don't really feel up to it. I'd be acting all mopey and sleepy the whole time and ruin the night. Plus, I don't want to get you sick. No, you don't have to come over. It'll be fine. Oh, seriously. That's really sweet and thoughtful of you. But you don't have to. I'm okay. No, you will not be there right away. I said I don't want to. If I'm sick, I'll just have to deal with it myself. But if you catch it too, then I have to watch you be miserable with it, and I can't do anything to help you. No. Don't feel guilty. You're not abandoning me. I'm asking you to stay home. I want you to be okay. Alright? I can deal with this myself. Look, I appreciate that you care about me. But I'd worry so much if you got sick. Hello? Did he really hang up on me? I can't let him. I can't let him do this. A few minutes later, the front door opens. Why did I tell you where my spare keys were? Go away. Please go away. I'm not decent, okay? Fine. But I'm in my pajamas and I look all gross. No makeup, I'm pale, and you don't want to see me like this. I told you, my stomach is queasy. What if you open the door and I throw up on you? I barricaded the door anyway. There's no way you're getting in here. Baby, please just listen to me. I don't want you here right now. I'd never forgive myself if you got sick because of me. Please, just go home. I guess you're really not gonna leave me alone, huh? Fine. Come in. The door is unlocked and opens.
Hi. So, I wasn't kidding.
Guess I look pretty yucky, huh? Well, thanks, but I know I look horrible. Ugh, just as I feel. Yeah, I just put my chair in front of the door. I'm sick, what do you think? That I'd be able to be strong enough to put my dresser against it? I feel like I got hit by a truck. I'm so sore all over. It started last night. I just started feeling really weak and queasy. I can't even remember when I fell asleep. Have you ever had nights like that where you're so tired and restless, you can't remember if you slept the next morning? No. Please don't get any closer. I'm not gonna take the chance of you getting sick. I know you can't bear to be away from me, but you'll have to put up with it. At least for today. For your own sake. What's in the bag? You brought me stuff? No way. You made chicken noodle soup? No wonder it took you a while to get here. I can't believe you did this just for me. Yeah, I'll try some. You prepare it for her and hand her a fork. Oh, it's really good. Yeah, even though my stomach feels really yucky right now, I don't care. This is so good. This is the first thing I've had to eat all day. I was afraid to eat. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to keep anything down. I can't believe you made this for me. I had no idea my boyfriend was a chef. You bought me ice cream for dessert, too? You're the best. Ugh. You know what? I think I'm gonna pass on that for now. I should probably stay away from sweet stuff for a while. Just to be safe. But when I feel better, I'm definitely hitting the freezer, and you and I are gonna share that ice cream. No, seriously. The soup is fine. You've done enough already, okay? Ugh. I guess I am kind of chilly. I could use that other blanket. Thank you. That's so much better. You'll be right back? Okay. Oh, an ice pack? Thank you. My head has been killing me. I'm okay. Really. You've already done so much. I don't need anything else. You're so sweet for coming to stay with me. I'm actually glad you were stubborn and didn't listen to me when I told you to stay home. If I have to feel lousy, at least I have you here with me to make it better. Oh, my stomach. Sorry. I guess you heard that. Yeah. My stomach is really upset. Though I feel a little bit better now that I've eaten. But I'm really still very nauseous. Yeah. Tea sounds pretty good. But you don't have to get it. I can make it myself, really. You've already done enough. I feel so bad making you do this all for me. Yes, I know you're offering, but I feel guilty. Like I'm taking advantage of how nice you are. You're gonna make my tummy hurt even more if you don't stop being so sweet to me. Okay. If you insist, I'll wait here. Ooh. Chamomile tea? It's perfect. Wow. You brew a good cup of tea. Hey. Do you mind if I try to get some sleep? I'm so tired. And weak. And I figure my stomach would not bother me as long as I'm asleep. No, thanks. I don't need anything. You've done plenty for me. Just you being here is enough. Thanks so much for staying with me. I'm so sorry I ruined our date night. Oh, I do feel bad about it. I had this one day off. All I wanted to do was have a nice day together with you. We could have had a nice dinner or picnic, gone for a walk in the park, cuddled up on the couch. Well, you know, we don't have to have anything big planned for our dates. The point is, it could have just been a fun day for us to spend together. And I had to ruin it by getting sick. No, we are not cuddling. Absolutely not. You know I love being close to you, but I keep telling you I don't want you to get sick. I couldn't forgive myself if you caught this from me. You don't care if you get sick? Look, you see how I look right now? I'm warning you. I'm miserable. My head feels like it's going to explode. I'm nauseous. I keep feeling like I'm gonna puke. Are you sure you can handle this? Anything to help me feel better. Ugh, you really are the best. You know that? Okay. If you don't mind being so close to a gross, pale, sick girl like me, then you may cuddle me. If you wish. Come on. Get in here. You're so warm. Come here. Let me hold you closer. I miss this. I miss having my arms around you. You missed having my arms around you too? Wait, what are you... Are you rubbing my tummy right now? That feels so good. I don't deserve you. You're always taking such good care of me. I swear. You're gonna make me cry. I just love you so much. I am so sorry. I told you to go away. I didn't mean it. I really didn't know how badly I needed you. I just didn't want to make you sick. Oh, I've got to tell you, now that you insisted laying here with me, you're in for it now, buddy. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right here with sick little old me. You're like my own personal living heating pad. Nope. You don't need to give me anything else. All I need is this. Right here. I'm never letting you go. You're just too snuggly. And I love you too much. You're the best medicine I could ever ask for. So, since you said you don't mind getting sick, is it alright if I kiss you? Okay. Good. I think I need about 100 of those. Just after that one, my tummy is feeling a lot better. Oh, I get leg rubs too for my aching muscles. You are unbelievable. You're funny. Is this okay? Why would you ever think you ever had to ask my permission? You know I'd never turn down leg tickles or rubs. In fact, let me just bend my knee and bring my leg closer to make it easier for you. Now tickle away, my love. Oh my goodness. My legs are so sore. I feel like I ran a marathon today. So this feels amazing. Come here. Yes. I need you even closer. Let me just pull you in and put my leg over you here. Is that okay? You're not uncomfortable, are you? Okay, good, 'cause I wouldn't move away anyway. Just kidding. You're so good to me. You are. You insisted on coming over even though I kept telling you to stay away. You made me soup and tea, and even brought me ice cream for dessert. And now you're cuddling up with me and rubbing my belly. And believe me, being so close to me when I'm feeling this sick, it's definitely taking a risk. I mean, any second now I could, you know. So, I guess that's a testament to how much you love me. Yep. That's true love right there. Putting up with a sick, whiny girl like me. You're the best. You're my medicine. Like my sweet little antibiotic to fight off all the yucky stuff that's making me feel so bad. Get over here. Yeah, I just nibbled on your cheek. What do you mean, why? I'm taking my medicine. What? I'm just taking care of myself. And I think it's working. And the best part is, this medicine isn't all grossy and bitter. It's yummy. Yeah, you're yummy. You taste like chocolate and strawberries. And hugs and kisses. And love. I don't know, I'm just being silly. Aw. You like it when I act all silly? I'm glad. You being here has really cheered me up. I was so miserable before you got here, and Now I'm just so happy. I guess I couldn't help but act dorky, you know? You just bring it out of me. I'm feeling kind of drowsy again. I don't know if you could tell. I'm really sleepy. I think I'm gonna try to go back to sleep if you don't mind. You don't? Okay. Could you just keep holding me and cuddling me until I fall asleep? You're so cute and cuddly. You're my little cuddle bug. I love you so, so much. I think I'll sleep a lot better knowing you're right beside me. My sleepy baby. My sweet sleepy baby. You were really my hero today. Do you know that? Thanks for coming to see me. I don't know what I would have done without you. Yeah. Just keep holding me like this. We can fall asleep together. Nighty-night, my love. Yeah, of course. We can guess until we fall asleep. Mm-hmm.